This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Russians say they didn't do it. A missile hit a train station filled with thousands of civilians trying to get out of Ukraine and away from the war. Dozens are dead.
Footage shared by the office of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky shows the aftermath of a rocket strike on a railway station in Kramatorsk in the east of the country. As the footage shows a close-up of what is said to be a rocket shell on the ground, a Ukrainian whose name is not known says in Russian, the rocket has killed dozens and has injured dozens. Writing on social media platforms, Zelensky says thousands of people were present in the station at the time of the strike. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This afternoon at the White House, President Biden and Ketanji Brown Jackson will celebrate her Supreme Court confirmation by the Senate.
Just three Republicans voted for Jackson, which in this era counts as a bipartisan win, despite attempts by Ted Cruz and other GOP senators to paint her as too liberal and soft on crime.
I believe she will prove to be the furthest left of any justice.
Jackson will speak today alongside President Biden at a Rose Garden event.
Germany's health minister says the country may need to bring back face masks this fall, now that lawmakers rejected a proposed coronavirus vaccine mandate. A wildfire in Nebraska, fueled by dry conditions and strong winds, has forced the evacuation of a small village, the village of Edison. Officials say a volunteer responder died in a crash on the way to fight the fire. Gas prices are down. Gas is $4.13 a gallon today as we get ready for the weekend, down 8 cents in a week. This is AP News. Record-breaking heat in California. The AP's Tim McGuire's got this.
Long Beach, California broke 100 on Thursday, shattering the previous record of 93 Fahrenheit set back in 1989. The 99-degree temperature in Oxnard broke a nearly 50-year-old record by 10 degrees. Santa Rosa, north of San Francisco, hit 92 as the fire danger rose, but not to red flag warning levels. One small brush fire in Los Angeles County was quickly extinguished. The spring heat follows an exceptionally dry winter, leaving the state facing yet another year of drought and tightening water supplies. One of the largest supplies, the Sierra Nevada snowpack, is just 30% of average for this time of year. National Weather Service forecasters say the heat will break over the weekend. I'm Tim McGuire.
But not today. Temperatures are expected to be 20 to 25 degrees above normal today in parts of California, Montana, and Nevada. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.